Integrity, Houston, comm check post-blackout.
Houston, Integrity, we have you loud and clear.
Your trajectory is nominal, and your recovery teams have visual.
Guidance looks good.
No action for the enabled internal camera controller fail.
Big cheers from the viewing room here in Mission Control as voice communication reestablished with Commander Reed Wiseman. For America and a waiting world, Integrity is 5.5 minutes away from coming home. Passing 100,000 feet now. Range to splash down 19 nautical miles.
Integrity, impact to the camera controller fail is no cab one views of the chutes.
Integrity.
We're processing good data through the GPS system. A good view of Integrity. Time to splash down 4.5 minutes. And a view of Integrity from the WB-57. We're at 50,000 feet. The pyros are armed for forward bay cover jettison. And there go the first series of parachutes, and we're on drogues.
And Houston, we're visual two drogues out the window.
Two good drogue chutes. Next up.
We copy, we see them.
Next up, the deployment of pilot parachutes that will pull the main chutes out. Time to splash down 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Perfect descent rate according to flight dynamics.
Good rates on two drogues.
We see the same on board.
Passing through 10,000 feet, still on drogues. Main chute deploy. We're at 5,000 feet. Search and recovery beacon has been activated on Integrity. And we have three good main chutes. Good three main chutes. Good reefing. Good descent rate.
Then we see three good looking parachutes. Integrity, cabin pressure indicates no need for hydrazine checks.
Integrity copies.
This is a perfect descent for Integrity. Its crew sounding hale and hearty on board. Time to splash down 1 minute, 15 seconds. Integrity about to complete a journey spanning 694,481 miles from its launch from the Kennedy Space Center back on April 1st, and a trip around the moon. Passing through 1,000 feet.
Integrity, splashdown, sending post-landing command now.
Splashdown confirmed.
Copy splashdown, waiting on VLDR.
Splashdown confirmed at 7.07 p.m. Central Time, 5.07 p.m. Pacific Time. From the pages of Jules Verne to a modern-day mission to the moon, a new chapter of the exploration of our celestial neighbor is complete. Integrity's astronauts, back on Earth. And the landing and support officer reports the vehicle is stable one. We still will be deploying the crew module uprighting system to maintain that orientation. A perfect bullseye splashdown for Integrity and its four astronauts.